Welcome to The Hitch, week 7.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Dave.
Dave, it's a very special day today.
Oh my goodness.
It's Waterworld Day.
We are at Waterworld.
We are at Waterworld right now.
We are
coming to you live from the toddler area at Waterworld.
We have just wrapped our day here.
It is almost 6 o'clock.
We got here at 11.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I think, the longest we have ever been at Waterworld.
Yeah. We're here.
I am tired.
Me too. I think we have, we're with a group of 9.
Yep.
My sister and her family, and we got all sorts of people, and it's been a wild ride.
It has been, but no major injuries.
No.
So we're better off than last year.
However, on our very first ride, we did the dinosaur ride.
Yeah.
The journey to the center of the earth. Which, if you heard last year, was the one where Dan,
bruised
I went flying into Dan and he bruised a rib that hurt. Anyway, on that same ride, Dan and I cracked heads.
We did. It was much less dramatic, though.
It was.
Yeah.
It wasn't as painful. It was just temporarily.
But man, that ride went a lot faster than last year because there were less of us.
Yes.
We were slightly smarter in terms of how many should be in a raft.
Yeah.
We weren't dragging on the bottom at all.
Yeah, we had to, there were enough of us that we had to
split up
into two rafts. And so we had 4 and 3, right?
Yeah.
And it turns out you go real fast when you're not beached.
Dragging on the bottom.
I know, there was definitely a moment where I was like, this
is very quick.
Roller coaster fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too bad of a head crack and we are fine.
The thing about that ride is it is, you know, bad fake dinosaur robots coupled with, some faster than you would expect dark downhills. But the big thing is that the whole ride just sort of feels like maybe it's not functioning right. And that's really what makes it fun.
I know. You're like, I'm convinced that ride was built with not the rafts that they use currently in
Definitely.
Mind. Because you get to places where the raft kind of folds in on itself.
Yeah, tacos
and that's
a lot.
Yeah, that's how we cracked our heads together. Because I was on the other side of the raft.
Yeah.
And then we went up high on a side and it just I just fell into you. Which is what happened last year. Here's the funny thing though. Last year when we talked about Waterworld, our whole thing was packing too many people into the raft.
Yeah.
And we didn't do that this year. But I realized we would have if we could have.
Oh, definitely.
We would have made that same choice again.
Had there been 5 of us, without a doubt, there would have been 5 in the raft.
But there were seven that were going.
So had to divide in a way that actually made it a little
bit
more sense.
We could, yeah.
But yeah, this place is amazing.
It is amazing.
It is an enormous water park. And it is staffed entirely by disaffected teens. The whole thing feels slightly like you're gonna die.
There's usually at least mild injuries that happen to
us. I just wrapped up with a ride on something called the Screamin' Mimi.
Which has not changed since I was a child.
No.
And that was quite a while ago.
You ride...
Not like at all. It has not
you
changed.
You ride a sled down a wooden chute. No water.
No.
A steep wooden chute. And then you hit the water
and you just
going at speed and you just skim across the surface of the water. But also a lot of the times you don't and you crash spectacularly. There's a storm blowing in right now.
Yeah, there's a storm blowing in, so we're going to have to keep this quick.
And the Screamin' Mimi is definitely one of those things where I've done it, I think, every year we've ever come here.
Mm.
And there's a moment where you're sitting on the sled on this rickety wooden chute and you think, this isn't the best choice I've ever made. And then they pull a lever and you just fly down and it's too late.
I kind of feel like that about a number of rides here.
Yeah.
But it's always fun.
It is always fun.
Am I going to get hurt or am I going to be okay? Speaking of that, our 4-year-old was all game to go down a real water slide.
Yeah.
He wanted to be in the mix with all his big cousins and stuff. And his brother. And so we actually took him on this one that was called Colorado Region River or something. It's not too crazy, but it definitely goes fast.
It was crazier than it's not too crazy.
Yeah, that's true. It goes fast.
You go up on some walls.
Yeah, it's definitely probably crazier than a four-year-old should do. But we had him like sandwiched in dance legs, and we were very careful. But it's also funny because I thought, well, if it's really bad, the person at the top will tell us, right? No, they don't care.
No, they don't care.
They don't care.
It was one of those things where the first wall we rode up on, I was like, this isn't my finest parenting choice.
Yeah.
And then by the time we hit the bottom, he was like, that was great. Let's do it again. And so we did it again.
Yeah. And then he wanted to do it again immediately and again and again. But we had to kind of, you know, we had to balance out what everybody else wanted to do as well. But yeah, he was ready.
Yeah.
He really was ready.
He
felt the magic.
The thing that's funny, we were talking about this, I think when we were on the Lazy River.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of traditions in this family.
No.
We don't really go for traditions. But boy, this is one of them.
This is one of them. This is like a holiday for us.
In fact,
a very important day.
Your sister, who we've been coming here with your sister and her kids since her kids were kids.
Since her kids were kids. And now they're in their 20s. They're all in their 20s.
And one of them now lives in Washington, D.C. And he flew back.
That's right.
Specifically to come to Waterworld this weekend. Shout out to Kevin
who flew back from D.C. just for the weekend for this.
He came in at midnight last night and he leaves tomorrow night.
This is an important tradition for us.
It's really become
we put a lot of thought into what we bring for food, because you can bring coolers and stuff. And like, we keep talking about all the different ways that we can improve it every year. So it's one of my favorite days for sure.
It is. You've been coming here since you used to come here for your birthday.
Yeah, because my birthday is in August. Yeah. And this was always the thing I chose, and it was fun. It's a good time. Yeah, we love it. And the storm is really blowing in.
The storm is super blowing in. Plus, this area that we're in closes in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to have to go. But should we walk over to the group and see if they want to say Water World?
Sure. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, ready?
Is that your favorite ride?
Everyone say Water World.
Water World.
I thought we were doing count.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at TinCanEvangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road!